Lesson 33. Rules of Contraction and the Imperative Mood. In this lesson, we are going to study about contractions and the imperative mood. First of all, contractions. A contraction occurs when, first of all, two vowels, or a vowel and a diphthong, become a single long vowel or diphthong. Here are the rules of contraction. The first rule is called the open and close vowel rule. When an open vowel comes before a close vowel, they become a diphthong. You have to understand that when we're talking about the combination of vowels, or the combination of a vowel and diphthong, we're talking about a vowel on the end of the stem of a verb, and the endings being added to it either begin with a vowel or have a diphthong, so that the vowel at the end of the stem of the verb and the vowel at the beginning of the ending are joining together, and they contract and change. When an open vowel comes before a closed vowel, they become a diphthong. And you see your example. You have epsilon representing a vowel at the end of the stem of the word, joined with iota, which is the first vowel on the ending that's being added to it. They form a. They're just joined together, and it forms a diphthong. When a closed vowel comes before an open vowel, a diphthong is not formed and the two vowels make two syllables. Example, if iota was on the end of the stem of the verb, and epsilon was the first vowel, first letter and first vowel of the ending, and the iota and epsilon were joined together for iota epsilon, they remain two vowels. They are not joined as a diphthong, as the example in hieron, meaning temple. Hieron. Both iota and epsilon are separate and make up two syllables. They are, do not make up a diphthong. The second rule of contraction is two like vowel rule. Two like vowels form the common long. Example, if alpha is at the end of the stem of the word, and alpha is the beginning letter of the ending that's being added to it, it forms a long alpha. So both alphas will only appear as a long alpha. If epsilon is at the end of the stem of the word, and eta is the first letter of the ending, the epsilon is dropped, and they combine together to form eta. When omicron and omega are joined, where omicron is at the end of the stem of the verb, and omega is the first letter of the ending, they combine together and make the long, the omega. There's an exception to rule number two. If epsilon is joined to epsilon, it makes the diphthong A. If omicron is joined to omicron, it makes the diphthong U. Rule number three, the O sound rule. An O sound, that is omicron or omega, cancels an alpha, epsilon or eta, and forms omega, regardless if the O sound comes first or second. Examples. When alpha is joined with omicron, it forms omega. That is, the O sound cancels out the alpha, and the omicron forms its long, the omega. When epsilon is joined with omega, the O sound, the omega, cancels out the epsilon and makes omega. It is its own long. Exception to rule number three is when epsilon at the end of the stem of the word is joined to omicron, and omicron at the end of the word is joined to epsilon. These two combinations form the diphthong U. Lesson 33, Rules of Contraction, continued. Lesson 33, page 2. The fourth rule is the alpha rule. When alpha and epsilon, or alpha and eta, come together, whichever comes first cancels the other and forms its own law. Examples. When alpha is joined to epsilon, because alpha comes first, alpha cancels out the epsilon and makes its own law, alpha. When alpha is joined with eta, because the alpha comes first, it cancels out the eta and makes a long alpha. When epsilon is joined with alpha, because epsilon comes first, it cancels out the alpha and makes its own long, which is the eta. Rule number five, the vowel with diphthong rule. A vowel is absorbed into a diphthong that begins with the same vowel. Examples. When epsilon is at the end of the stem of a word, and epsilon iota, the diphthong, is at the beginning of the stem that's added to it, the epsilons absorb and they form the diphthong A. Same with omicron, joined with omicron upsilon. The omicron is absorbed into the omicron of the diphthong, and it makes U. Secondly, a vowel is contracted with a diphthong's first vowel when the vowel does not begin with the same vowel as the diphthong. So it's not absorbed, it's contracted. The diphthong's second vowel is cancels unless it is iota, which becomes a subscript. Examples. When alpha is joined with the diphthong A, the alpha and epsilon are contracted to form a long alpha, and the iota is under it as a subscript. Second example, when alpha is joined with omicron upsilon, you remember the alpha is contracted with the omicron O sound canceling out the alpha and forming its own long, and the upsilon disappears. Third example, when epsilon is joined with the diphthong U, it makes omega O. The epsilon is contracted with the omicron, the O sound overcoming the epsilon, forming its own long, O, and the upsilon disappears. Exceptions to the rule. When omicron is joined with the diphthong A, and omicron and eta, with a subscript, make oi. We have to understand that these rules of contraction explain why certain words have different formations than we're used to in our basic understanding of verb endings. Contractions take place when vowels and diphthongs come together for pronunciation purposes. This is an explanation of those changes. The changes are already made, and we'll make reference back to this chart, and especially the charted form in the chart section on contractions and the rules of contraction as we go through. This is just for understanding, not for memorization purposes. Secondly, we're going to study the imperative mood. So far, we've studied the indicative mood, the mood of fact, the subjunctive mood, the mood of possibility or probability, the infinitive, which is a verbal noun. Now we have the imperative mood. The imperative mood expresses a command. The tense of the imperative. The tense of the imperative is expressed in the present and aorist tenses, just as with the subjunctive and just as with the infinitive, the two tenses. The present imperative expresses continuous action without regard to time, that is, past, present, or future. The aorist imperative expresses a single act without regard to time, that is, past, present, or future. So there's no relation to past, present, or future time. The present tense expresses continuous action. The aorist tense expresses simple or single act. The negative of the imperative is may. Lesson 33, the imperative mood, continued. The imperative mood has no first person, but only second and third person. The present imperative is formed on the present stem. And here are the present imperatives. First of all, the present active imperative of luo. Notice only second and third person, singular and plural. Lua. The command, you loose. Second person, plural. Luate. Ye loose. That is plural. Third person, singular. Luato. Let him loose. Third person plural. Luetosan. Let them loose. The present middle imperative of luo. Lu'u. You loose for yourself. Second person plural. Luistha. You loose for yourselves. Third person singular. Luestho. Let him loose for himself. Third person plural. Luestosan, let them loose for themselves. The present passive imperative. Second person singular. Lu'u, you be loosed. Second person plural. Luistha, you, meaning ye plural, be loosed. Third person singular. Luestho. Let him be loosed. And the third person plural is luestosan, let them be loosed. Notice the endings are the same for the present middle and present passive. Also remember the difference in voices. The active voice is the subject doing the action to or for someone. The middle voice is the subject doing the action to or for himself. The passive voice is the subject of the sentence receiving the action. The aorist and middle imperatives are formed on the aorist stem. The aorist active imperative of luo is luson, you loose. Second person plural is lusate, you or ye loose. The aorist active imperative, remember we're talking about a single act, third person singular, lusato. Notice the sigma alpha of the aorist being used. Lusato, let him loose. Third person plural, lusatosan, let them loose. The aorist middle imperative of luo is lusai, you loose for yourself. Second person plural, lusastha, you loose for yourselves. Third person singular, lusastho, let him loose for himself. And the third person plural is lusastho-san, let them loose for themselves. The aorist passive imperative is formed on the aorist passive stem. The theta epsilon of the aorist passive stem is lengthened to theta eta. The aorist passive imperative of luo, Lutheti, you be loosed. Second person plural. Lutheta, you or ye be loosed. Third person singular. Lutheto, let him be loosed. Third person plural. Lutheto-san, let them be loosed. The second aorist active and the second aorist middle imperative are formed on the second aorist stem. They have the same endings as the present imperative, following the same formula as the second aorist subjunctive and second aorist infinitive. It has a second aorist stem, but has the present endings. The word we're using for the second aorist active imperative is lepo, which means I leave. Leap is the second aorist stem. Second person singular, lepe, you leave. Second person plural, lepete, you plural leave. Third person singular, lepeto, let him leave. Third person plural, lepetosan, let them leave. The second aorist middle imperative of luo, lipu, you leave for yourselves. Second person plural, lipestha, you leave for yourselves. Third person singular, lipestho, let him leave for himself. And the third person plural, lipestho-san, let them leave for themselves. Lesson 33, Exercise 1, Pronunciation Exercises. In this exercise, we're going to read the text of John 1, 1 through 18, and study the imperative at the end of the reading. The material that we have studied in Lessons 11 through 32 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the charts on imperatives, page 52, out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. So we're just going to start reading. There are no imperatives in John 1, 1-18, but we have included a sentence at the end of the reading exercise with an imperative in it. So we're just going to read the text. You might want to read along for practice or follow along and just follow the reading. Line 1, N-R-K, Ein Hologos, Kai Hologos, Ein Pros Ton Theon, Kai Theos Ein Hologos, Hutos Ein en arche pros ton theon panta di autu agenito kai choris autu agenito ude hen ho gegonen. Line 7, en auto, zoe ein, kai he zoe, ein to phos, ton anthropon, kai to phos, en te scotia, fine, kai he scotia, auto u kateleben agenito anthropos apestomenos para theou onoma auto Ioannes hutos elthen eis marturion hina marturese peri tu photos hina pantes pastusosi d. Line 15. Autu. Uk ein ekenos. To phos. Al hina marturese. Peri tu photos. Ein to phos. To alethinon. Ho. Photidze panta anthropon. Ercomenon. Eis ton kosmon. En to kosmo. Ein. Kai. Ho kosmos. Di autu. Egeneto. Kai. Ho kosmos. Auton. Uk. Egno. Eis. Ta. Idia. Eothe. Kai. Hoi. Idioi. Line 23. Auton. U. Parelebon. Hosoi. De. Elebon. Auton. Eroken. Autois. Exousion. Techna. Theu. Genesthai. Tois. Pistuusin. Eis. To. Onoma. Autu. Line 26 at verse 13. Hoi. Uk. Ex. Haimaton. Ude. Ek thelematos. Sarkos. Ude. Ek thelematos. Andros. All ek theu eganethesan kai ho logos sarx ageneto kai eskenosen en hemin kai etha asamatha tain doxan. Line 31. Autu. Doxan. Hos. Monogenus. Para patros. Pleres. Caritos. Kai. Aletheas. Ioannes. Marturae. Peri. Autu. Kai. Kekrage legon. Hutos ein hon epon. Ho opiso mu. Ercomenos emprosthen mu gegonen. Hoti protos mu ein. Kai Ek tu pleromatos autu hemes pantes elabomen kai karin anti karitos hoti ho nomos dia moseos edothe. Hey, Caris. Line 40. Kai. Hey, Aletheia. Dia, Iesu Christu. Ageneto. Theon, Udes, Heoraka, Popote. Ho, Monogenes, huios, ho, on, eith, ton, kolpon. Tu, patros, ekenos, exegesato. Line 44 is our sentence for a lesson. ho-exon ota akueto. Akueto, akuo, you remember, from lesson 11, is the verb I hear. In line 44, you have the article ho serving as your subject, the one, the man, having exon is your participial form of echo, to have. The one having ears, ota, is your plural form of us, for an ear, ota, ears. And then akueto, your present active imperative, third person singular of akuo, let him hear. The one having ears, let him hear. That's a command. You should study this exercise while going on to lesson 34 and the study of the perfect tense.